Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a low-end pressure base wobble humanized system in Ableton Live 12, and the goal is to get that proper jungle, old-school DNB, roller-style energy. We want the bass to feel alive, a little unpredictable, but still locked in with the drums like it knows exactly where the snare is. This is one of those DNB skills that instantly makes a track feel more professional, because the bass is not just a sound anymore. It becomes a performance system. It can breathe, react, push forward, then pull back, all without trashing the sub or turning into random chaos. So let's set the mindset first. In drum and bass, the low end has to do two jobs at once. It has to stay solid and deep, but it also has to move with personality. If the bass is too static, it sounds robotic. If it's too wild, it fights the breakbeat. The sweet spot is somewhere in the middle, where the movement feels human and musical. Start by creating a new MIDI track and dropping in an instrument rack. We're going to build three layers inside it. One chain for the sub, one for the mid wobble, and one for noise or bite. On the sub chain, keep it super simple. Use operator or wave eatable with a sine wave. Keep the filter very gentle or just off. Then put a utility after it and set the width to 0%. That's your anchor. In DNB, the sub needs to stay mono, stable, and clean. No fancy stuff down there. The whole track depends on that foundation. On the mid-wobble chain, use something like wave-eatable or analog. Start with a saw or square-style tone, then low-pass it so the character sits somewhere around the low-mid region. A little resonance is fine, but don't overdo it. We want movement, not screaming resonance all the time. This layer is where the wobble lives, where the groove gets its personality. For the third chain, build a noise or bite layer. This can be erosion, saturator, overdrive, or any combination that gives you edge and texture. High pass it so it doesn't interfere with the sub. This layer is not there to carry the body of the bass. It's there to help the bass speak on smaller speakers and give it a little attitude. Now let's make the rack macro ready. Add devices on the mid chain like auto filter, saturator, and maybe redux or overdrive if you want extra grit. Then map your key controls to macros. Good macro ideas here are wobble rate, wobble depth, drive, tone, width, humanize, subtrim, and bite. Think of these macros like performance controls, not mix knobs. That's an important mindset shift. You're not just balancing levels. You're designing how the bass behaves over time. For example, when wobble depth rises, it often feels better if the saturation pushes a little too, and maybe the low mids get cleaned up slightly at the same time. That way the whole sound moves in a musical direction, not just one parameter jumping around by itself. For the wobble motion itself, keep it flexible. A range from 1/8 notes down to 1/32nd notes is a good starting point, but use it musically. In old-school jungle, you usually do not want the bass wobble to feel like a modern talking bass unless that's the vibe. More often, you want a rolling, breathing filter movement that supports the break rather than dominates it. Now for the humanized system. This is where the patch starts feeling played instead of programmed. Humanize in this context does not mean randomizing everything and hoping for the best. It means creating controlled variation. Use note length differences, velocity variation, small timing offsets, a little filter movement, and tiny modulation changes to make the bass feel less mechanical. Program a simple 1-bar or 2-bar MIDI pattern. Keep it short and focused, maybe 3 to 5 notes to start. Then vary the note lengths a bit. Shorten some notes before the snare hits. Let one note ring a little longer if it helps the phrase breathe. Use velocity variation if your synth responds well, but keep the sub more even and stable than the mid layer. Now map the humanize macro to subtle things like filter cutoff, a touch of width on the upper layer, maybe a tiny amount of fine detune or oscillator drift if the instrument supports it, and possibly a very small send amount into a delay or reverb return. Keep that movement tasteful. At low settings, the bass should feel tight and controlled. As you raise it, it becomes more animated and slightly unstable. That's what we want. Enough life to feel organic, not enough to break the groove. Next, let's lock the bass to the breakbeat. Put your bass line over a classic chopped break or a busy drum loop, and think in phrases, not just bars. A 2-bar phrase can feel awkward if it ignores where the snare lands. You want the bass to answer the drums, not argue with them. A strong old-school DNB structure is simple. Keep the first 2 bars restrained, mostly sub and a little mid motion. In bars 3 and 4, open up the wobble depth or add a little more bite. In bars 5 and 6, maybe throw in an extra note, a slide, or a ghost pickup. Then in bars 7 and 8, raise the tension a bit and strip it back before the loop repeats. That call and response feel is a huge part of jungle energy. If your break is really busy, leave more space in the bass. If the drum loop is more stripped back, you can let the bass phrase be a little more animated. The bass and drums should feel like they're having a conversation. Sometimes the bass answers the snare. Sometimes the break answers the bass. That little back and forth is what makes this style feel alive. Now let's talk arrangement movement. In arrangement view, automate those macros across sections. During the intro, keep the wobble depth low, the drive low, and the width narrow. In the build, slowly open the filter and increase the humanize a bit. When the drop lands, bring in the full wobble depth and some extra bite. Then in a switch up, maybe slow the wobble down for a halftime feel or speed it up for a more frantic burst of energy. A really useful move in DNB is to keep the first half of the drop relatively stable, then introduce a small phrase lift in the second half. That lift might be slightly faster wobble, a brighter tone, or a little more distortion. You don't need to change everything at once. Often one or two well-placed changes are enough to make the section feel like it's evolving. Now make sure the bass respects the drums from a mix perspective. Put a compressor on the bass group and sidechain it from the kick, or from the full drum bus if that feels more musical. Usually you'll want a quick attack, a fairly short release, and only a few dB of gain reduction. The exact numbers depend on the track, but the idea is simple. The kick and snare need room to speak. If the snare is getting masked, shorten the bass notes before the snare hits. You can also dip the bass envelope slightly on snare accents, or use EQ to carve a bit of room if needed. In DNB, note length is part of the groove. It's not just a writing detail. It's a mixing detail too. Once the rack feels good, resample it. Seriously, do this. Record a few passes to audio while you move the macros in real time. Do one pass with conservative movement, one with heavier wobble and drive, and one with more filter sweeps and humanize changes. Then pick the best moments and comp or slice them into usable parts. This is especially powerful in jungle and darker DNB, because resampling turns the synth patch into audio phrasing. That usually sounds more believable than leaving everything live and static. You can grab a tight U-bar loop for the main drop, a more aggressive fill for transitions, or a filtered intro version with less sub activity. Now make the low end clean and disciplined. Sub is mono and centered. Mid bass carries the motion. Bite layer is just enough to translate. Keep the sub chain at 0% width. Keep the mid layer width modest, maybe somewhere around 10 to 35% unless the section is supposed to open up more. Use EQ to control mod and harshness. If the bass sounds massive in solo but weak in context, that usually means the movement is too busy or the sub is not stable enough. A few common mistakes to avoid here. Don't make the wobble fast all the time. Save the fastest settings for fills and switch-ups. Don't widen the sub. Don't over-distort before the rhythm is locked in. Don't ignore note lengths. And don't use random modulation just because it sounds clever. Every motion should support the groove, the phrase, or the drop impact. For darker and heavier DNB, there are some really effective upgrades you can try. Automate filter cutoff so it opens just after the snare rather than on top of it. Layer a faint distorted duplicate of the mid bass and high pass it aggressively for extra teeth. Add a tiny pitch envelope on the mid layer for that quick attack bite. Or create two wobble personalities and crossfade between them. One round and filtered, the other sharper and more aggressive. You can also build a little micro delay humanize layer. Duplicate the mid bass. Delay it by a few milliseconds, filter it heavily, and keep it low in the mix. That can create a subtle late feel without sounding like obvious echo. Another nice trick is to let the upper mids wobble faster while the lower mids move slower. That gives complexity without muddying the true low end. Here's a great practice move. Build a 2-bar loop with just 3 to 5 bass notes. Make the sub steady and mono. Map wobble depth and filter cutoff to 2 macros. Change one note so it's longer, one so it's shorter, and one so it lands a little late. Sidechain it to the kick. Then duplicate the loop and make a second version, where the wobble rate only increases on the last bar. Resample both and compare which one feels more played. That comparison is important. One version should feel like a tight roller. The other should feel more like a living jungle varination. If both versions still stay locked to the break, you're doing it right. So to recap the whole system, build the bass in separate sub, mid, and bite layers. Keep the sub mono and stable. Use macros to shape wobble, drive, width, and humanization. Make the bass answer the drum phrasing instead of looping mechanically. Automate movement across 8-bar sections. Resample the best passes into audio. And always make sure the bass supports the kick, snare, and break groove rather than fighting them. If you get this right, You'll have more than just a base patch. You'll have a DNB base performance system that can go from restrained roller to animated jungle energy without losing its identity. That's the sweet spot. Tight, nasty, human, and locked to the drums.